When pilots need a rest, machines can now step in. The North Island Naval Air Station in Coronado welcomed a first-of-its-kind helicopter squadron. KPBS reporter Taryn Minto tells us how the new technology will enhance the Navy's capabilities.
Standing on the Air Base tarmac, Vice Admiral David Buss said it was something like out of a George Lucas film.
If you had told me when I was a brand new minted ensign in 1978 that we would be operating manned and unmanned systems together on any class ship of any size, I would have really called that very Star Wars-like, but we are there today.
Indeed, the Navy welcomed its first helicopter squadron that included the Fire Scout, a remotely operated helicopter. The unmanned aircraft is bigger than a smart car, but smaller than a sports car, and has four 15-foot blades on top. Two Fire Scouts will join a larger manned helicopter on deployment next spring to the Western Pacific. For now, pilots like Lieutenant Kevin Shikuma will train to operate the Fire Scout system, so they are fluent in both manned and unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs.
UAV can stay up for a lot longer than the average pilot can, and in this physical environment, it's a lot cheaper to operate a unmanned drone that burns a lot less gas than say, this large aircraft that takes a lot more gas and maintenance man hours.
Beyond saving some gas and money, Squadron Commander Chris Hewlett said the Fire Scout can be crucial in assisting larger manned aircraft on missions.
If they had a contact while they were out flying around and the crew needed to swap out, we could send the Fire Scout out, and that Fire Scout would dwell on top of the contact of interest.
The squadron will deploy on the USS Fort Worth, a littoral combat ship that can operate in areas where larger ships can't. Taryn Mento, KPBS News.